So can you just tell us when you were first diagnosed with having Parkinson's disease and how was it affecting your life?
I was first diagnosed by a consultant as having Parkinson's disease at Bedford South Wing in March, April 2000. I don't remember much of this time, as the drugs and the condition left me spaced out like a zombie, really.
Okay. And so you'd seen quite a few doctors, and what had they said about your future prognosis and what was going to happen to you?
The shock to Doreen, and a lesser extent to me, because I wasn't with it, made her demand a second opinion. We went to see a professor in Addenbrookes, who turned out to be one of the top three men in the country specialising in this particular disease. The future prognosis at the time wasn't bright. Doreen was told 5 years at the most. And our daughter, Karen, returned home from Southampton to be with us for my last few years. I had to attend hospital regularly, and my social worker at the time would transport me here, there and everywhere, as Doreen was still working. I later went on to Leicester for a fear of further series of tests, which confirmed the diagnosis and treatment I was receiving, and then transferred to Lyme Trees in Luton for regular checkups.
Okay, so then you had the opportunity for a few people to pray for you, didn't you? So do you want to tell us just a little bit about that?
My GP at the time saw me every fortnight, and he always prayed for me in the surgery.
That's amazing.
This is quite the health centre, this is. Rupert, and suggested I should attend an Alpha course at the church, which was Woodside. I didn't take up the offer until the following year, 2002, and apparently, by the number and sort of questions I would ask, no one ever thought I'd become a Christian. However, both Dory and myself were baptised that July, and during the next few months, the church and our small group prayed for me, and I gradually began to feel better.
And so you went back to see the same doctor, Addenbrookes, and the other doctors that you'd seen, and what did they think about what happened?
Finally, in January, February 2003, the consultant at the time admitted that I no longer had Parkinson's. But as to how that could be, he was at a loss to explain, as there's no cure. I personally believe, and so does Doreen, that everyone's prayers for me to be healed, especially by Doreen in particular, were answered. Non-believers frequently say I never had the disease in the first place, but five consultants don't make a mistake like that. I don't believe so. I give all the glory to God for being healed and remain convinced that he has a purpose for me, and when there are findings, he's still doing his complete.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing. That's amazing.